Quiet Mind, Day 24, Beyond the Buzzing Mind. Breath and inner awareness reconnect you to your deeper self when thoughts take over. When your mind is revved up like a jet engine, especially in those stressful spirals of worry or anxiety, it can feel impossible to drop into presence or feel the inner body. Trying to force it usually just adds more fuel to the mental fire. So don't fight the momentum, redirect it. Start with something simpler and more accessible, your breath. Focusing on your breathing is like stepping into a calm pool while the mental storm rages outside. Feel your belly rise and fall. Let your attention ride your breath in and out. If visualization helps, imagine you're surrounded by a sea of luminous energy and breathing that light into every cell. But remember, the point isn't the imagery, it's the feeling. Let that feeling anchor you back into your body. This connection between body and mind isn't just a feel-good moment. It's your bridge to true creativity and clarity. Need to solve a problem or come up with a brilliant idea? Stop thinking. Drop into the stillness of your inner body. Let an answer arise from there. Practice shifting back and forth between thinking and that still inner space. It's like learning to think with your whole body, not just your brain. When you're listening to someone, bring that same full body awareness to the moment. Don't just process their words. Feel them. Tune into their presence, their essence beneath the words. That's how real connection happens, not between minds, but between beings. This shift is the beginning of true communion, and at its core of love, the recognition of shared being. Still finding it hard to go deeper? Make it a short daily meditation, 10 to 15 minutes. Sit comfortably upright, eyes closed, breathe deep. Feel your inner body as a unified field of energy, not in pieces, not as a shape, but as an all-encompassing sensation of aliveness. Go deeper still until the sense of you and your body dissolves. There's no more inside or outside, no observer, no observed, just being. This is where the world drops away, where form dissolves, where you return to the unmanifested, the still formless source of all life. And when you come back to everyday awareness, you return changed. You still have your name, your job, your life, but now you know what lies beneath it all, a radiant, silent presence that is you. The unmanifested is the stillness the river flows from. When you trace anything back to its source, through deep inner attention, you reach the threshold where the world of form meets formlessness. That's where birth and death happen. That's where being gives rise to becoming. And once you've tasted that reality, you're not just a person with a body. You're awareness itself, flowing, witnessing, and fully alive in a world that no longer feels quite so solid or quite so separate.